From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, May 8th. Coming up, we'll learn about a tiny historic village in western Illinois that has a big problem. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The federal deadline to get a real ID card is officially 1 year away, and the Illinois Secretary of State's office is urging people to make the switch. Adults traveling on domestic commercial flights will need a real ID to fly or another approved form of ID, such as a passport, starting May 7, 2025. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius says a Get Real campaign his office launched yesterday will remind people of the deadline throughout the year.
But just because the Department of Homeland Security scheduled a deadline a year from now does not mean that Illinoisans should delay in getting a real ID. Our message today is clear. Don't procrastinate and get real.
Illinois residents must apply at a Department of Motor Vehicles facility in person. A full list of needed documents can be found at ilsos.gov. Some people who produce and sell hemp-derived products in Illinois are asking state lawmakers to tax and regulate them. Alex Degman has this.
A proposal from Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford raises the purchase age for hemp products like Delta 8 and CBD to 21 and bans lookalike products designed to copy popular candies, snacks, and drinks. Glenn McElfresh is co-founder of Chicago-based beverage company Plift. He says he would pay a lot of excise tax under this bill.
This year, we're on track to pay almost $300,000 to the state under this bill. And next year, we believe that we'll pay over $1 million to the state of Illinois. Thousands of businesses, bigger and smaller than mine, want to write these checks because it means we're alive.
A different idea proposed a few weeks ago would pause the sale of hemp products indefinitely. I'm Alex Degman.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says the state has given out more than 100,000 free gun locks over the past year. The initiative started in June in partnership with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Illinois State Police. Illinois Health Director Samir Vora says preventing firearm injuries is a critical public health goal.
And gun locks are important tools that allow safe and secure mechanisms to be put into place for gun owners to prevent accidental shootings, gun violence, and suicide.
Vora says the public health department will continue to give out gun locks at county fairs, back-to-school events, and other summer gatherings. The locks come with information about the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Still to come, we'll learn about a tiny historic village in western Illinois that has a big problem. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Follow comedian Jesus Trejo on a cross-country journey as he explores how comedy binds us together in the series The Roots of Comedy. Trejo talks shop with six up-and-coming comedians as they reveal their perspectives on the unifying power of their craft. This exploration of the fabric of our country is part laughs and part commentary. Friends of WILL can binge all six episodes of The Roots of Comedy with Passport starting May 24th ahead of the broadcast premiere in June.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A tiny historic village in western Illinois has a big problem. State-owned properties there are in need of millions of dollars of repairs and restoration. Now, a state advocacy organization says one of those properties is among the most endangered historic sites in Illinois. Jane Carlson has the story.
Bishop Hill was founded in the 1840s by hardy Swedish immigrants who came to western Illinois seeking religious freedom. In their utopia on the prairie, they built a two-story wooden church, and they worshipped in a sanctuary lined with walnut pews. The 1848 Colony Church still stands, and is a state historic site, but it's in serious danger. Landmarks Illinois has named the Colony Church to its Most Endangered Historic Places list for 2024. Bonnie McDonald is president and CEO of Landmarks Illinois.
The wood in the building is rotting and its gutters are failing. Its foundation needs to be repaired as well.
The Colony Church is one of three state historic sites operated by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources that are on this year's endangered list. McDonald says it's to call attention to a lack of state resources provided to IDNR to maintain them. For direct descendants of the Bishop Hill Colony, The funding situation and the condition of the Colony Church are equally frustrating.
This is why people came to Bishop Hill for religious freedom, and that's the symbol of that.
That's Joella Krause. She grew up in Bishop Hill and remembers running up and down the hallways of the Colony Church as a child.
I get chills sitting up there knowing that my ancestors sat there and worshiped several times a day in that atmosphere, and that's something that once the church is gone, that peace is going to be gone as well.
Krause is part of a group of local citizens banging the drum as loudly as they can to get the state to take action. And she says action is needed now.
Even if the state said tomorrow, we'll fund it, their process takes 9 months to a year, and I don't think the church can survive that. I really don't.
John Taylor is also banging that drum. He runs Crossroads Cultural Connections in Bishop Hill, which brings in musicians from all over the world to perform. Taylor says he started worrying about state-owned properties in 2015, when there were talks about dissolving the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. When that did happen 2 years later, state historic sites were moved under IDNR, which also operates state parks.
The support for historic properties that are owned by the state has just continued to decline over time, and because they're historic properties, the needs of those properties to maintain them over time just continue to increase.
IDNR says there's $1 billion in deferred maintenance for historic sites and state parks. The estimated price tag for work needed in Bishop Hill is $22 million. That work is supposed to be divided into two phases. The state says the first phase in Bishop Hill is on a priority list, and it includes the Colony Church. But there's no timeline of when the project could be funded or when work could begin. And locals say they'll believe the state is going to fund the projects when the work begins. Taylor says he grows more concerned as no progress is made, despite the quite loud efforts to get the state to take action.
People are asking questions, people are getting concerned, and essentially it's just the same response year after year that, you know, Bishop Hill is high on the priority list and then nothing gets done, and here we are now.
Earlier this year, Firmitas inspected the Colony Church. The Galesburg-based company specializes in timber construction and historic preservation projects all over the world. The company says the Colony Church's problems are way worse than their appearance. A wood drip edge at the top of the foundation is failing, allowing water to infiltrate the building at an alarming rate. Firmitas says the Colony Church is on the precipice of a repair-to-cost turning point. It will get more and more expensive to restore if work doesn't begin immediately. And there might be even more problems, according to Todd DeDecker, administrator of the Bishop Hill Heritage Association.
One thing about historic repairs is that the total cost is always above the initial cost, because a lot of the damage is hidden. Large dripping into the foundation, but it could also be coming up into the walls in the interior.
The Bishop Hill Heritage Association is a private nonprofit founded to preserve the history and legacy of Bishop Hill after the Colony Bakery was torn down in the early 1960s.
When it comes to historic buildings, especially pre-Civil War ones, there's always, always, always yearly maintenance.
DeDecker says the Heritage Association has spent more than $1 million restoring the steeple building, the dairy building, and the oldest brick building in Bishop Hill, the Carpenter Building. These buildings were not only restored to the Secretary of the Interior's historic preservation standards, but to Colony standards.
For example, in the steeple building, we had a rotten piece of walnut crossbeam. So we pulled it out and we put a walnut one in. The Carpenter Building, we didn't have enough leftover Colony bricks to do its restoration. So we had them custom made to Colony specifications in England.
Major repairs to Heritage Association properties have been funded by donations, grants, and local, state, national, and international foundations and corporations. Then there's the state properties. Chipped paint and siding, caved-in fence posts, a tarp covering gaps in the roof of the only surviving Colony barn. DeDecker says he has to do a lot of explaining to visitors about who owns what in Bishop Hill. Some buildings are owned by the state, some by the Heritage Association, some are privately owned, and one is owned by the Old Settlers Association.
After we get done explaining that part, it's like, okay, why can't you do something about the fence across the street, or the Colony Church, or the Boys Dormitory, or the Olson Barn with its missing part of its roof? And, well, we don't own those properties. That's state-owned, state funds.
Residents say the last time the Colony Church even got a new coat of paint was in 2009, when a local business bought the paint and volunteers did the work. But the people of Bishop Hill are now told not to do any work on the state properties, that projects can only be done by state contractors, that there aren't enough state dollars for all the work that needs to be done, that Bishop Hill is on a priority list, that there's no word when funding will be available and work can begin. Meanwhile, the clock keeps ticking for the 176-year-old Colony Church, and the people of Bishop Hill keep working to save it. For Landmarks Illinois, the solution is clear. IDNR must be provided with the financial and human resources to care for historic sites, to save and preserve buildings like the Colony Church. The organization says there could also be partnerships with local organizations like the Bishop Hill Heritage Association to maintain them once the state pays for the repairs. And there's currently legislation pending to move these conversations forward and establish an Illinois Historic Preservation Board. I'm Jane Carlson.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day and a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jade Marceau, Alex Degman, and Jane Carlson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.